very blessed Monday morning. Thank you for joining me on WWDB on Morning Light. This is Scott Borsky. I hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day, being with your family and sharing love and lots of hugs and kisses. It is a new week, and if you have not yet seen on this beautiful Monday, goals and dreams coming to fruition, let your heart not be troubled, because we all know, as Danny Gokey sings, you just haven't seen it yet.
Have you been praying and you still have no answer? Have you been pouring out your heart for so many years? Have you been hoping that things would have changed by now? Have you cried all the faith you had through so many tears? Don't forget the things that He has done before. Remember, He can do it all once more. It's like the brightest sunrise waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope, hold on and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet. You're closer than you think you are. Only moments from the break of dawn, all His promises are just up ahead. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet. Don't ever doubt His love for you, 'cause it's only in His love that you find a breakthrough. Oh, it's like the brightest sunrise waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope, hold on and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet. You're closer than
yet to come. Oh, your best is yet to come.
Always, always put God first in everything you do and use everything that you say. That is the way to make every action that comes to your life on a daily basis blessed. Please join with Consumed by Fire on their First Things First.
All the things that I've held dear, the vanities that whispered in my ear, what would I do if they all disappeared? Riches and fame and all that they could buy, I've come to find they never satisfy. What would I gain if my soul's a prize? I don't wanna love what the world loves. I don't wanna chase what the world does. I only want you. I only want you. First things first, I seek your will, not my own. Surrender all my wants to you. Keep the first thing first. To live your truth, walk your ways, set my eyes. Lord, I fix my face on you. All my desires reverse. Your kingdom's all I wanna see.
If you are new to this program on this Monday morning, thank you for joining us. It is an honor to be with you Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock on this station or on the WWDB app on any of your smart device. Thank you for joining us. And please share this program with others so we can all be together with all of your mission, all of your purpose, and we can help each other, and we can see as God sees, as the wonderful Tim Tebow speaks, God sees the big picture.
You know, I'm reminded of Joseph's story when he's 17 years old. He's betrayed by his brothers and he's sold into slavery. And Joseph has to have these thoughts of, God, what are you doing? But over and over and over again in Joseph's story, there is a theme. What is the theme? He trusts God. He trusts God. He trusts God. He trusts God. See, God knew what his story was going to be. Joseph didn't. God knew 13 years later he was going to be second in command of Egypt. Joseph didn't. Man, I hope if I had to go through something like that, that I would be willing to trust God. I hope I would be willing to say, God, I can't see the full picture, but you can. Because guys, living a mission possible life is trusting the plan maker.
Did you wake up on this beautiful Monday morning and say, thank you, God, for waking me up, for allowing all the parts of my body to work together so I can put one foot in front of the other and bring blessings into everyone that I come into contact with in my circle of love and my circle of life. In other words, as Chris Tomlin sings, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the small things like me and her on a porch swing, for summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings. If I still got breath in these lungs, then that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor, for my babies, for my girl, for the world, waking up today. Yeah, I just gotta say thank you, Lord. Yeah, I just wanna say thank you, Lord. Oh, now.
Thank you, Lord, for the hard times, for lighting the way in the dark times, for pulling me in, for giving again the times that I took it too far. I gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble. And although I change, you stay the same. And I don't say thank you enough.
For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girl, for the way they changed my world. Waking up today, yeah, I just gotta say thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Raise up, eyes closed. One thing I know. I just wanna thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Sometimes, especially over the weekend when our schedule is not, of course, the way it is during the week for most of us, our routine is not normal. We do things kind of out of the ordinary. We often wonder, is God still with us? And the answer, of course, is yes. There is a Hebrew term called Emmanuel. That means God is with us. God is always with us in the good and the bad and anything in between. Please join with Stephen Furtick on his wonderful words. Is God still with me?
Sometimes the proof that your prayers and faith are working is that the opposition increases. Good God, help me get this message to the back row. Because somebody has been wondering, is God even still with me? Is God using me? Is this even worth it? But there's something about that that should let you know that if the devil showed up in the first place, there must be something important. And he must be defending his territory, or else he wouldn't bother with you.
God has known us before we were born. We know that. God has known us what our plans are going to be. God leads us on our step and lights each and every one of our steps so we can go down the hallways and through the doors into our life that God so wants for us. Please join with Torrin Wells on his Known.
It's so unusual, it's frightening. You see right through the mess inside me. And you call me out to pull me in. You tell me I can start again. And I don't need to keep on hiding. I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let go. No matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. It's so like you to keep pursuing. It's so like me to go astray. But you guard my heart with your truth. The kind of love that's bulletproof. And I surrender to your kindness. Oh, I'm fully known and loved by you. You won't let go. No matter what I do. And it's not one or the other. It's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. How real, how wide, how rich, how high is your heart? I cannot find the reasons why you give me so much. How real, how wide, how rich, how high is your heart? Now I cannot find the reasons why you give me so much. Truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known and loved by you. It's so unusual, it's frightening. I'm fully known and loved by you.
There are so many things each and every moment that we need to give thanks for. In other words, we have to. It's a must to count our blessings. I often tell folks to take a little piece of paper or a big piece of paper each and every day. And when something good happens into your lives, not only big things, but small things, put a little check, put a little mark. And by the end of the day, you will be astounded with how many blessings you have counted each and every day. And you will realize definitely how very blessed you are. Please join with Charlotte Ritchie on her In Everything Give Thanks.
on your parade. Don't forget somewhere, someone you may not know is thanking God for the rain to make the crops grow in everything. Give thanks with all your heart, give praise. For the Lord we serve will never let you down. In everything, give thanks with all your heart, believe that the Lord can take a circumstance and turn it all around.
It is so very important to renew your body, mind, and soul when you go to bed at night. Take your problems and give them to God. God never sleeps. God never slumbers. And while you're rejuvenating, God can take care of your problems and troubles, not get rid of them necessarily, but tell you how to get around them, give you possibilities, give you options. You know, God doesn't always make a way through problems like the Israelites went through the Red Sea, but often God allows us the answers to go around the problem so we could come out better on the other side. Join with Candace and her brother Kirk Cameron on their wonderful words, renewing your mind.
What are some of the ways that you are able to continually renew your mind?
Obviously reading the Bible and reading scripture. And I don't know about you, as an actor, I'll tell you, I have a hard time with scripture memorization. And some people would say, but you memorize lines for a living. And I do, and I can memorize very quickly. The problem is I throw it out very quickly. Whatever I say that day with lines, I don't have to say it the next day, so it leaves my brain. I'm trying to put together some new practices so I can remember that. What I know to be true, because it's my job, is that the easiest way to memorize is repetition, repetition, repetition. So it's just a reminder that whatever scripture you want to memorize, keep reading it every day.
Yep.
Every day, every day, and you won't forget it.
And as we say, give your problems to God at night. Take them from your hands and give them, as Jeremy Camp sings, out of my hands.
Every day this never-ending pressure tries to take its claim over my heart. I have tried to hold it all together, but time and time again I fall apart. But that's where I find my life was never mine at all. But you are the one inside, always in control. So when it feels like all of this pain is never gonna end,
My life was never mine at all. You're still the one inside, always in control. So when it feels like all of this pain is never you were strong enough. Only you can take this out of my hands, out of my hands. You're greater than all my sorrows, worthy of all my trust. Thank you, Lord, that this is out of my hands, out of my hands.
On this beautiful Monday, almost halfway through the beautiful and blessed month of May, if there is any part of your essence, whether it's financially, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, that you need to be up on the hilltop, and you're currently only momentarily in the valley, please know that whatever problems you think are big, you don't realize how big our God is. Please join with Terry Ann on her wonderful, happy, big God.
Yeah. With foes on my left and fears on my right, they think that I'm all by myself in this fight, but they do not know the infinite size of the God who is by my side. Hey! Under fire, but my Goliath, standing in the shadow of the Almighty. I ain't lying, just testifying. Man, I'm talking about a big God, big God. When trouble comes around the way, only remedy for big odds is a big God. Ain't nobody gonna shake my faith. No, I'm not afraid. Throw my hands up in praise for the times that he pulled me through. I'm counting on a big God that they can't stop. My world in his hands, the monsters I face don't make me afraid when I know that I'm standing right next to him. When I'm talking about a big God, big God, when trouble comes around the way, only remedy for big odds is a big God. Ain't nobody gonna shake my faith. No, I'm not afraid. Throw my hands up in praise for the times that he pulled me through. I'm counting on a big God that they can't stop.
Oh,
It is a must that on this Monday and every Monday, we realize how much God certainly loves us. We are born and live in the image of God, and each and every day we need to pray to God 24/7 to be in a constant continuation of prayer. And prayer is not as hard as you think. Prayer is simply a conversation with God. God understands all languages, out loud, silent meditations of our own hearts. God even understands our tears. And that is how we become a friend to God. And after all, don't we all want a God that we can speak to? The answer, of course, is yes. Please join with Andrew Rip on his wonderful For the Love of God.
I saw mercy, mercy seated where the judge should be, was guilty. Guilty and getting out of jail free. How could it be I didn't get the life I deserved? And the only thing he wanted was my heart in return. And every time I think about it, every time I thought was the end, I'm caught up in wonder again. Where would I be? Where would I be if it wasn't for the love of God?
If it wasn't for the love of God.
Oh, yeah. This song of victory is now mine to sing. Hallelujah, for the love of God has set me free.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, for the love of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, for the love
of God. I was
thirsty,
turn into a field of green, started breathing. When heaven's favor took a hold of me, how could it be I'm living with an infinite worth? And the one I thought I chose had really chosen me first. And every time I think about it, every time I thought was the end, ooh, I'm caught up in wonder again. Where would I be?
Did you thank God yet for waking you up? Did you open your eyes and point up to heaven and say, God, I know that was you. So point up to heaven now. Well, you know, except if you're driving, But when you come to a stop sign or stoplight, point up and say, God, I know that is you creating all the blessings that are helping me on this Monday and every day with my purpose and my mission. Join with Lauren Daigle on her Thank God I Do.
I've seen love come and I've seen love walk away. So many questions, will anybody stay? It's been a hard year, so many nights and tears. All of the darkness trying to fight my fears. So long, alone. I don't know who I'd be if I didn't know you. I'd probably fall off the edge. I don't know where I'd go if you ever let go. So keep me up in your hands. Started breathing, the weight is lifted. Here with you, it's easy. My head is finally clear. There's nothing missing when you are by my side. I took the long road, but now I realize I'm home. With you, I'm home. I don't know who I'd be if I didn't know you. Would probably fall off the edge. I don't know where I'd go if you ever let go. So keep me held in your hand.
Please, if you know it by heart, recite the first verse of the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It doesn't get any happier than that, more joyful than that, to acknowledge that God is our shepherd and we are the sheep, and with God and through God, we shall not want for any aspect of our life that we need to lead a joy-filled life on our road to the purpose that God wants us. Please join with Patrick Mayberry on his wonderful Lead On, Good Shepherd.
Well, I've been turned round, but I've never been lost. Seen the water get troubled, but we walked across. When my knees were shaking, you held my hand, turning my problems to a promised land. Lead on, good shepherd, I'll follow all my days. There ain't nothing sweeter than to watch you make a way. You walk me through the valley, but you never steer me wrong. So lead. Just up and move. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Yeah, that's my song. Walking with my Father into the great unknown. Lead on, good shepherd, I'll follow all my days. There ain't nothing sweeter than to watch you make a way.
Again, if you're new to this program, thank you. It is an honor to be with you. And please share. Please share this information. Also, share the podcast if you don't have the opportunity to listen in the morning. Always go to www.dbam.com, www.dbam.com for the podcast of The Daily Show so you can listen on any podcast. And on my social media of Facebook or Instagram, I'm always posting the links to the daily program. So join me daily so we can be in a prayer session of love together. Please join with Blessing Offer on his Brighter Days.
I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Oh, ashes fall from burning dreams. Oh, never live through times like these. Oh, if you're trying hard to breathe,
in the dark. I know there's gonna be some brighter days.
Yes, sir.
I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Oh, if your screams don't make a sound. Oh, if your
always know, if you're temporarily not doing as well as you think you should be in any aspect of your life, hold on. Hold on to the promises of God. The promises that God made for us 3,000-4,000 years ago are the same promises that are for us today. Please join with Katie Nicole on her Hold On.
Smoke clouds all around, couldn't see your face. Darkness consumed me, stuck in the bitterness. But I know there's a light that's waiting up ahead. So I'll stay in the fight and look to the one who saved. Hold on. just a little bit longer. I know it's gonna be okay. These days are gonna make you stronger. You'll find purpose in the pain.
And as we close on this Monday, please know that it is always appropriate to pray wherever you may be. It is always appropriate to say hallelujah. That simply means praise God. Please join with Wren Collective on their hallelujah anyway.
Yeah, I'll find a way to praise you from the bottom of my broken heart. 'Cause I think I'd rather strike a match than curse the dark. Yeah, I'll find a way to thank you, though the bitterness is real and hard. 'Cause I'd rather take a chance on hope than fall apart. Yeah, I don't think I'm ready to surrender to the dark. Dawns, even if my breakthrough never comes, even if I'll fight to bring you praise, even if my dreams fall to the ground, even if.
And on that, have a blessed Monday, everybody. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.